City leaders know a successful downtown takes work. It's not automatic like it used to be when shoppers had no other place to go.
When I was young, the downtown was the total provider of all the retail needs.
Representative Kitty Rhodes served as president of the Chamber of Commerce organizations in the Hudson area and in Minnesota.
We had a shoe store and a men's clothing store because people traveled a lot less. You stayed within your own community. And Sunray Shopping Center opened up about 12 miles across the Minnesota border and had a JCPenney's. That had a huge impact on our downtown.
A similar story played out in most cities. Historic downtown buildings sat idle as shopkeepers went out of business or moved closer to mall locations. In the case of Hudson, Rhodes says at one time, big glass windows in downtown historic buildings were boarded up as buildings were turned into taverns. Then merchants were accommodating the under 21 Minnesota residents who flocked to the city when Wisconsin's drinking age was 18. As cities like Hudson try to restore their image and others their economic vitality, many turn to the Wisconsin Main Street program. Its private consultants spend more than 80 days in each new community in the beginning and continue to provide assistance for up to 5 years. Jim Hsu is executive director of the Main Street program in Chippewa Falls. He says the consultants provide help in 4 areas. Basic organization that might include recruiting volunteers and holding fundraisers. The consultants might help a community decide which special events to hold that highlight some unique feature. And it helps with economic restructuring, or how to attract new businesses and help others expand or relocate.
One of the things that I do is I keep a list of what's available as far as space for lease or properties for sale or businesses for sale, trying to have that all available at any time when someone comes in.
Plus, Hsu gets help on how to design an overall nice city image. That might include cleaning up private and public spaces. He says Chippewa Falls was already the first city in Wisconsin to hang baskets of plants 10 years ago. Now visitors can find 136 of them.
We have several flower gardens that were just planted. The budget for the flower program this year is just over $10,000, buying the baskets and then watering and fertilizing daily.
The concerted effort to create jobs and attract shoppers seems to be working, according to city planner Jason Smith. He says Chippewa was like many other cities that grabbed the attention of the National Historic Trust Organization, which went on to develop the Main Street program. There was good reason to believe that downtown historic buildings would be torn down rather than remodeled.
Certainly we can't just have them as museums and continue to support them publicly. That just is not possible. That is where the real success of, I believe, our Main Street programs has come, is that we have been able to put a program together, you know, through a variety of different economic development incentives that allows people to afford to remodel these old buildings.
Now Chippewa has 240 downtown businesses. With 2,000 jobs associated with those businesses, Jason Smith says downtown is the largest employer in Chippewa County. Still, Jim Hsu is worried about cuts to the Main Street program by the Joint Committee on Finance. Representative Rhodes sits on that committee that decided to save the Wisconsin Manufacturing Extension Program that helps small businesses.
The governor's budget totally eliminated that program and left Main Street program without any reduction. And so during the budget plan, $100,000 was taken from the Main Street funding and put in to the manufacturing funding.
While the manufacturing fund gives out grant money, Jim Hsu says the Main Street program provides 4 consultants who work with the 32 cities currently in the program. It's not known yet what effect on staff the Main Street cut will have, but most of the $400,000 budget goes for salaries. While that's worked out, Jason Smith and Representative Rhodes agree a few common problems will likely always plague downtown areas.
When I first went to the Hudson Chamber, I went back through the archives and found the first meeting of the business club, and it was 58 years ago, and their minutes were downtown parking was the issue and how to develop a brochure to get the tourists in off Highway 12. You know, some things never change. We still talk about those same topics.
They never change, and 50 years from today, we're going to be talking about the same thing.
Tourism and parking.
Exactly, and it's something that our Main Street program works on continuously.
Still, the ongoing complaints about parking might be a good thing. Jason Smith says a downtown area without a parking challenge probably isn't a great place to work or visit. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.